Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're listening to Free Talk Live, broadcasting from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival at the Rogers Campground, Lancaster, New Hampshire. Had a chance to meet with some listeners that I've never actually had a chance to meet in person before.
It's
cool.
It's really great to get to meet all the people that make Free Talk Live support us and make it what it is.
I was just talking with the heroic Jermaine Justice from Pennsylvania, who we've talked about in the past when we were reporting on the companies that were supporting the Service Nation concept, the idea of national service, which of course is really slavery, where the government is going to demand that all young people in America work for them for a few months, at the very least, maybe even for a year. A
couple of years.
Nothing has really been nailed down on that. But
no, they're just talking about the draft.
But Jermaine Justice is working still with the Target Corporation, and he really he put the screw to him. He let him know that he didn't appreciate where they were coming from on that, and that he was willing to resign his job over that their support of Service Nation. So just some of the activists here are really just heroic people that have in many cases put something on the line for liberty, which I think is it's what it's going to take. We're not going to get to freedom by begging. We're not going to get to freedom by not involving ourselves in some sort of risk-taking. In order to get a reward in life, you have to be willing to take risks. I mean, doing this show, if I hadn't taken a few risks, we wouldn't be where we are right now.
You put a lot on the line in producing this show, and I guess we both did, but you put more. And, it's paid off for us, and that's the thing. You have to make these calculated risks if you want to see rewards.
Right. So we've got all kinds of interesting people here. I'm sure we'll be able to pull over another guest or two later on, maybe more. But in the meantime, we go to your phone calls about whatever is on your mind. And Gene the Christian Anarchist is joining us. He is also on a remote location. Gene, you're in China tonight. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm in Wuhan, China. Made a couple of observations this trip that I wanted to share with you. One is regarding the extremely low tax rate in China. And the second one is the size of this country. It's amazing. It's never struck me before how big this is, trying to see certain areas of it. But the tax rate is so amazingly low here that try and imagine that you can do a business. Certainly, they do request that you get a business license. A lot of people don't get a business license. Eventually, they get fined or whatever. But and you have to pay for fire protection and things of that nature. But there's no sales tax for you to collect and pay over.
That's great.
If you are somebody who makes less than, I think it's 125,000 yuan a year, which almost nobody makes that much, you have to be either a very wealthy businessman or somebody that's on the lines of a very high college professor, lawyer, doctor, something like that. And those people are above that amount, and they wind up having it collected from their paycheck and turned over, so they don't have an income tax form to fill out.
Wow.
So imagine not just running your business without having to pay an income tax, without having to pay a sales tax. Just imagine what you can do with your own money.
And this in one of the most reviled states in the world.
They're commies.
Evil commies.
We're in China.
And there is, they do consider themselves communists over there. But, I mean, Gene, you've been visiting China for years. Your wife is Chinese, and she's got family over there, obviously. So you've been going there for a number of years. And you've seen some of the changes, haven't you, Gene, just towards kind of a more market-based mentality?
In the 15 years I've been visiting China, it has changed so much. And it's all due to people working hard, and we are never going to be able to compete with the amount of hard work that these people put in. And the reason that they work hard is because they get to keep what they earn. That's the bottom line to the success behind China, is the people work hard, but they don't make a lot of money. It's not like in the U.S. where you make $14, $15 an hour. But what they do make, they keep all of it. And that's what makes these people work so hard, is the fact that they know if they earn a dollar, they're going to keep a dollar.
Nobody's so what are some of the other observations? What other observations from your trip so far do you want to share?
Well, the size of this country is amazing. We went to look at the Three Gorges Dam the last couple days and went to a minority village up there. And the size of this country, as I've flown over it, I've noticed, you know, I flew over the Gobi Desert to get here. And looking out the window of the plane, because I'm one of these guys that always wants to sit at the window and look outside, and I've got my GPS with me, so I always know where on the planet I am. Mm-hmm. And looking down at some of the vast areas and the mountains and the different things here, it's amazing to me how much diversity there is in this country and how much unpopulated area there is. The populated areas are very populated. You know, the small cities are...
Not unlike the United States. Yeah. There's a lot of unpopulated area here, too. But there are a lot more people in China. How many people live there?
I think it's close to 2 billion or something, 1.6 billion.
Well, it's over one.
That's huge. There's a lot of people here. And a lot of them, you know, live in very, very poor conditions, very abject poverty compared to the United States. But they can work at any wage they want to. There's no minimum wage here. So if somebody wants to go work for next to nothing, and, you know...
What does it take to get hired in China? Do you know, Gene, as far as the process? I mean, it doesn't sound like there are many taxation laws. You say there's no sales tax. For most people, there's no income tax.
And,
so
and
you have to fill out a bunch of paperwork or what?
I don't think it's anything like that. And here's an example, because we were at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they had this big poster on the window there trying to hire people. And they said that they wanted presentable-looking young girls with a fine attitude to work the counter.
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah. So you can't hire, you know, in the U.S. that would be called prejudice, you know. You can't say that you only want... this kind of a person to work for you, but here you can hire anybody you want to.
Wow, that's amazing. I love it when you share your experiences from China, because it's so great to get some perspective, which a lot of people in America, people like me that haven't really visited too many other places around the world, could use. I think they could use that perspective to understand that whatever you've heard about China through the rumor mill or on conservative talk radio is just not accurate.
Well, it's sad that the Socialist Republic of China, whatever it is over there,
is more free in many ways.
It's less socialist in some ways than the United States.
Now, I have noticed a lot more control and entering this country, which I don't like. You know, it used to be that people could roam around pretty freely, and I do notice that using the toll road system, because all of the major highways here are toll roads, and I do think that they are using the toll road system to monitor travel and stuff like that, because we were on this tour bus from Wuhan, where we're at, up to where the Three Gorges Dam is, and it looks like the tour bus operator is running a little underground transportation system.
Really?
Because partway along the journey, he will pull over to the side on the freeway and pick up a couple people. They'll grab a couple of plastic stools and sit in the aisle of the tour bus and then get off on the other end somewhere, kind of as an undocumented traveler. So I think they've got like a little underground travel system going here.
Well, there's not a lot of, I mean, as far as government bureaucrats to people in China, I think you've told us before there just aren't as many, right? You barely ever see cops down there, do you? What's the encounter rate with government bureaucrats?
Yeah, the encounter rate is a lot lower than in the United States. There are not as many of them, but the control is there. It's just that the Chinese people are so hard to control because they don't like to follow rules. And that's one thing I really like about the Chinese people.
Yeah.
You know, the rules are there, and all they do is try and find ways to skirt them.
Right, and this is something that should be distinguished from, say, the Japanese, which I think is some Americans probably don't distinguish Asians in their mind, but they consider the Asians to be compliant and that kind of thing. Chinese are not like that. They are a loud, boisterous, expressive people, and they're entirely unlike the Japanese.
And I love General Tso. I'm sorry, I guess that's not really Chinese food, is it? The Chinese food isn't anything like American Chinese food, is it, Gene?
Not really, no. It's quite a bit different.
Always good hearing from you, and have a safe remainder of your trip. Thanks for the call tonight and the update and the insight into all of the things that go on that we have no clue about here in America. Always nice to hear that things are happening in a positive direction in some cases in the places that we think are so totalitarian. More on the way here tonight. You can bring up whatever you want in moments. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
On your feet!
I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds, AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are live from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival in Lancaster, New Hampshire, northern part of the state, at a wonderful campground called Rogers. I have yet to have the chance to go and explore, but I will because we're here all weekend broadcasting. This is our first night of three. We'll be broadcasting tonight, Friday, Saturday as well. It's a blast always to be here amongst hundreds of liberty-loving, liberty-oriented people that get it. When you have a conversation with these folks, you don't have to convince them about why freedom is a good idea. They're already there, so you get to go off in all kinds of different directions that you normally wouldn't be able to talk to people about if you were just at the average campground gathering. This is a lot of fun.
The camaraderie is amazing, and there's something distinctive of just being visually at one of these events. The people at the Free State Project believe in preserving the Second Amendment, and part of that is they often open carry. And I'd say half of the people in this room are currently open carrying. They have guns on their hips.
Or not open carrying. Some of them are concealed carrying.
Right.
I'm sure.
I'm sure that's true, too.
There are even dogs here this year.
Yep, there's dogs, too.
I didn't notice the dogs last year. Were there dogs last year?
I'm sure there were dogs.
Okay.
Fruit Loop, my dog, is making friends. And we've had multiple pork fests in the past. Plus, there's all kinds of Free Staters all over the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard of one incident where open carry has been a problem, where law enforcement hasn't been the problem, where they haven't been, essentially questioning people about the exercise of their constitutional rights.
Yeah.
That's the only issue that's ever come up with open carry amongst Free Staters. But people believe, we can't do away with some of these laws. It would be like the Wild Wild West.
Oh, you mean if they don't have open carry in their state?
Well, whatever. They're concerned with people defending themselves and arming themselves. And to me, it makes for a more...
Where are all the shootings?
Right. I feel safe here.
Yeah.
I know that if there's a problem, Matt is going to pull out that .44 Anaconda and he's going to blow a hole in whoever's going to make the problem.
There's a very good chance of that. Listen to that crowd. We've got some great people here, and we've had a chance to talk to a number of them so far. I know that the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Carla, is around here somewhere. She said she would come here before she got too drunk, so I don't know if she's already too drunk or what, but maybe she'll show up later this weekend. We'll get to talk to her about some of the neat things that are going on, because obviously we've got the schedule here in front of us, and we can tell you about it, but hopefully we'll have her give you some highlights, because there is a lot happening. Tomorrow, things really kind of kick into gear tomorrow, though today there was an awful lot going on. Everything from learning how to do henna tattoos to Swedish and deep tissue massages. Pimp My Activism Seminar with Mike Barsky. We've had Mike on the show a number of times. He went to jail earlier this year for some of his activism. He is one of the super activists. In fact, we read his story, and I don't know if you were on this show, Mark. It might have been the week you were on vacation, but we read the story where Mike Barsky told us about how it was that he was a nobody, essentially, before he moved to New Hampshire.
He stayed indoors. He was very reclusive, didn't talk to very many people. But he's here, and he's out there. He is talking to people and getting things done from an activism standpoint.
He had moved from California, and in where...
Sure. I mean, how are you going to feel as a liberty-minded individual in the state of California?
Pretty lonely. I mean, I remember from his story, he had said that he had one friend, basically, that was with him on these issues, one friend that he could confide in and
talk to.
That's
going to be stifling.
It really has to be. And so he's
knowing that you can't do anything to stop one of the eighth largest economies from slipping in over the abyss into socialism, and it could very well just fall apart.
So he came up here and all of a sudden just essentially came out of his shell, if you will, and was able to plug into so many different things that were going on.
Well, there's hope here for liberty.
There really is.
There isn't in California. There isn't in New York. There isn't in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I was talking with Menno, who also moved up here from Sarasota. That's where we come from. And Menno and I were involved in you to a lesser extent, but we're involved in the Libertarian Party down there. And yeah, they'd get together on a weekly basis and they'd have a meeting. But as far as the actual activism was concerned, as far as actually getting out and reaching out to people and doing running campaigns, things like that, very, very little.
Right.
Very little was happening.
Either they're not doing much networking, and they're getting nothing done from a political or social standpoint.
here.
Unfortunately, I think they had one issue in town, right there in the city of Sarasota, about bums being able to sleep in the park or something.
Yeah, and I think they also bought a bus stop ad once. And I actually went to their website the other day just to see, you know, what are they up to down there? And I found it was interesting because they have a bunch of pictures on the front page of their website that rotate. And not one picture was taken after the year 2006, which is the year I left Sarasota for New Hampshire. All of their pictures were from activism that happened during my tenure, if you will, from 2000 to 2006. It was just we essentially drained away their best activists up here to New Hampshire. And when you come to New Hampshire as an activist, you multiply yourself in multiple times. There are so many people backing you up and are willing to help out. You can start out. You can start doing something that is interesting to you and essentially put it out there and say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what I want to do. Who wants to join with me on this? And people will just step up and get behind you. And I mean, presuming it was a good idea, they'll get behind you and they'll do it. You'll have all the people you could imagine that you'd need.
If you have a good idea, you'll have all the people you can imagine you need.
Absolutely. So if you know, you don't believe what we're saying, you think this is some sort of salesman's pitch or something like that, come up here and see it for yourself. Use the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum, which is the other yearly event. It happens during the wintertime. It's more of a convention-style atmosphere. Both of them are different. Both of them are a lot of fun. And use that as your excuse to come up and meet these people, and you'll find out that what we're saying is absolutely true. These are the doers. These are the best activists that I've ever met. They must be the best activists in the world.
Well, you can verify that we believe in the Free State Project simply by the fact that, well, they didn't used to be sponsors of the show, but we were still signers of the Free State Project.
That's true.
They didn't pay me, you know, the amount of money that they're paying for advertising wasn't enough for me to pick up my life and move to New Hampshire.
No.
What was enough was my belief that they've got the only chance that we have at liberty in anywhere, any steps towards liberty in our lifetimes.
Waiting to hear from a better option. I know
all the tea parties in the world just aren't going to do it. God bless you and your tea parties.
Right.
Get excited about tea parties, but it's not going to do anything for liberty in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
Will it get a Republican elected to the presidency next term?
That
maybe.
Worked real well last
Who cares?
Time.
Bush laid the foundation that Barack Obama's building socialism
maybe,
on.
Maybe the Republicans will rope them back in by promoting a new idea. They'll come out with the contract with an America to. We're serious this time. You know? Sure, you guys will believe them, right?
Contract on America.
Yeah, contract on America. I love
contract
that.
Contract on your freedoms.
All right, so I got all kinds of people here. The Jason Osborne is here from SACL CAI. He's got the fun table back there. Is everybody enjoying the fun table? Jason Osborne, SACL CAI. Good times here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The phone lines are wide open for you at 800-259-9231. Don't be fooled into thinking that just because this happens to be a live on-location broadcast that for some reason you aren't welcome to be on the phone lines from some far-off place. I mean, we had Gene the Christian Anarchist call in from China. So still the show operates as normal. We've got a few more guests here than we normally have, and would still love to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Now, Mark, besides all the dead celebrities today, there is more that is in the news here tonight. You had showed me something on your screen over there. What do you have?
There's a cigar plant closing. Very historical cigar plant.
Didn't
closing.
You predict this? Didn't Free Talk Live predict the closing of cigar manufacturers?
I've made it clear 100 times on the show, I'm a super genius.
Okay, then. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Live on location. You're going to hear a lot of noise in the background. People talking, enjoying themselves, having a good time, because we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2009 Pork Fest, as it is called. Up here on the second story in the TV room at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, with a tremendous view of the White Mountains out the windows there. This is
incredible.
Amazing.
It really is. It's breathtaking.
Yeah, it's incredible. That's the best word for it. Toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. By the way, you can join us on our website. We've got live streams, and the streams are up and alive tonight, even though we're on location. So broadband, dial-up. The webcam, I think, should be streaming audio. You're not going to be getting any video tonight, but you can get at least the audio portion of the show. All of that is at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy making your own repairs? Making your own tools, doing your own repairs, and constructing things out of salvaged materials? If so, join James Ballew at PaladinPodcast.com to learn what is new in his survival book, Makeshift Workshop Skills for Survival and Self-Reliance. Browse more than 800 other books and videos at PaladinPress.com and topics like survival, firearms, martial arts, and more. Remember, PaladinPress.com.
So there's a lot happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this weekend. We're going to, of course, be giving you highlights. There were a few things that went on today, a grassroots activism discussion on how to build coalitions in the State House using partisanship to your advantage, and how successful grassroots activism won the battle to legalize gay marriage in New Hampshire. That happened today. Right now, the Rocket to the Moon launch party just wrapped up with free food, free beer for people, which is awesome. I think SACL CAI sponsored that, as well as Manchester Brewing. Manchester Brewing is also one of the ventures of Jason Osborne from SACL CAI.
And a few other Free Staters.
Brian Travis, who has also called in, who has talked with us about beekeeping in the past. Both of them are behind it, as well as some other folks. And I've had one of the Manchester brews. I have not had the whole line. Maybe I will get the chance to sample some more here a little bit later on tonight. But thanks to them for coming out here and supporting things. Free Mice TV, our buddies Toby and Nick were here broadcasting earlier. They were live on the internet. You'll be able to see that if you missed the broadcast, I'm sure, later at freemindstv.com. And, of course, we're here every night this weekend. So Friday and Saturday night, we'll also be broadcasting live, talking to you about all the things that we've experienced during the day, what's coming up tomorrow. We'll talk more about that. In case you're going to be in the New England area, it's going to be worth the trip to come up, not because of the things that are going on the schedule, but because you're going to have a chance to plug into the activist community here and meet some of the most amazing people and some of the nicest people. I was just talking with Nick, who has met us at the Liberty Forum, the other event this year, and he's come back out for the Pork Fest, which is where we are right now, and he was saying, well, I was trying to set up my tent earlier, and he came by himself, and he needed some help, and, like, people were there, no problem, helping him out with what he needed assistance with. Somebody's laptop crashed, I think, yesterday, and there was, like, a crew of people that came up and did tech support, and some of the most generous, nice, kind, friendly folks that you'll ever meet, and at the same time, the best activists in the whole world. So it's really a great experience. One of those activists is sitting here with us. He's on the third microphone in our wonderful studios here at Rogers Campground. He is Rich Goldman, and he is the former organizer. You're going to have to get right up on that microphone, Rich.
That's good.
Okay, and you're the former organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is your first year not actually being responsible for this. So how's it feel? You got a burden lifted off your shoulders this time around?
It feels great. Carla Garrick and her group of volunteers are doing a great job up here at Rogers, and everyone here, I think, is having a great time.
They sure are. So thank you for doing a great job in the past, because if
you're
you
welcome.
Hadn't built the event to the point it was at, it certainly wouldn't be as popular as it is today. And I believe I heard there were over 400 pre-registrations sold, so 400 people in advance indicated they were going to be here, and I think 50 people just showed up today. So that means that more people are going to show up tomorrow and more the next day. It sounds like we're going to be well over 500, 550, maybe even 600 people this weekend. That's incredible.
The festival has been growing year after year after year. We get new people coming each year, new faces, old faces. People that come, they get hooked, they move, and you see them again. You see new people they're hearing about for the first time. They experience not just the politics, the activism, but the community that we have up here in New Hampshire, and that's what sells it.
I love it when people come up here and they don't leave. Sometimes they come here to the Pork Fest and they just don't go home.
The phrase that I liked when I first heard when I was doing it in 2007 was homeless in New Hampshire.
Or I guess this would be their new home if they stay here. So they don't go to their old
the
place from where they come. What are you up to this weekend? I mean, what are some of the things that you're involved in, some of the things you're excited about doing or that you're leading? Well, tell us what's happening.
So one of the things I'm going to be heading up tomorrow night is what's called Oneg Shabbat, which is basically just a Jewish gathering. And one of the things that we highlight at the Free State Project is a community that we have here, aside from politics. An important part of having a community is spirituality and religion. And so this weekend we have gatherings for Quakers, various Christian denominations, atheist or groups. And Friday night is the start of Shabbat, which is the Jewish day of rest. And so to celebrate that day, we're going to be having Kiddush with challah and wine. We're going to be teaching some Israeli dancing, doing some Torah discussion. Basically just having a great time, taking questions and answers, and really just celebrating the coming of Shabbat.
You know, and I think that it's important to illustrate the diversity that's going on here at Porkfest, and, you know, really with the Free State Project in general. It's not just crazy white guys with guns on their hips. You know,
there are some women here, too.
And not just them.
These crazy white guys have lots of interests.
Yeah. And it's not just white people that are in the Free State Project, either. I'd like to point that out. So very cool. And when is your the Shabbat thing?
So it's going to be starting Friday night at 8 o'clock and going till 9:30. and come in whenever you would like.
So what is Shabbat? What is that?
Okay. Shabbat is basically the Hebrew word for the seventh day of the week.
The Sabbath, right? I mean, that's
the Sabbath, if you translate it in English, generally. And, you know, it's the first commandment that's given in the Bible, the Torah, however you want to refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested, and we are to keep and remember that. And it's a day of experiencing the five pleasures that we have in life. We have physical pleasures, the pleasures of love, the pleasures of meaning, the pleasures of creativity, and the pleasures of spirituality.
Hmm.
And all of those are incorporated in every Shabbat. And we hope to be giving a sense of that to the people that show up, whether you're Jewish or not, whether you've been to a Shabbat before or not.
It'll is this something that is a once-a-year kind of thing, or is it every weekend?
Every week.
Okay. Okay. I gotcha. Well, thanks for
I'll be clerking a Quaker gathering here,
okay.
And, you know, just to show what all the different diversity of you know, religious and people that have no religious interests at all are having gatherings, just to, you know, so they can celebrate their diversity.
Very good, Rich Goldman. Thanks for sitting in here tonight and sharing that with us. Thanks for coming here. I see the new organizer. We'll pass the torch here to the new organizer. Carla is over there, and hopefully she'll join us to give us some highlights of what she's excited about here as the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. First time. Carla, you're welcome to step up here. We'll take a couple minutes and talk to you, and then maybe we'll continue things. Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2009, Carla Gericke. Careful with the beer there. Carla Gericke. We got a table right over here if you want to sit those down. Lots of drinking going on here. People are having a good time. That's what one of the things the Porcupines, that's kind of the fun name for Free Staters, Free State Project members. One of the things the Porcupines are very good at is imbibing. Is libating. So, Carla, got to get you close on that mic, real close. That's perfect. And welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here tonight. You're organizing the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first time. And what is it that has been most difficult? What's been most challenging for you about this?
Actually, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I have a circle of friends and volunteers who have been helping. I think choosing the location, sort of making the decision of mm-hmm. where to do it. You can't make everyone happy, so you sort of end up with people not happy with here because it's too far away. But, you know, even that, it's beautiful up here, and it's really good to be far away, I think.
It'd be great if Roger Stangram was sitting right in the middle of Keene, but it's not, so we come up here for it.
Yeah, this is. I think it's lovely, and you can't get this view anywhere else. I mean, the White Mountains are right here, and they are amazing. They're not white at this time of year, but they are amazing.
They're now the Green Mountains.
Yes, they're white a lot.
Though the weather is, we are expecting rain this weekend, and so far things have been going pretty well.
I ordered that.
You did. You've done a fine job. Can you stick with us for a few moments? I want to talk to you a little bit more about what's happening here this weekend. We'll get some highlights of what's coming up. We've talked about some of the things that have happened today. There's much more to come. Plus, we'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. If you're on hold, stick with us. We will get to your calls. This is Free Talk.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, as always, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the easiest ways to do it is to shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So you know you've got to buy things in order to enjoy your life. Amazon likely sells whatever it is you're looking for. They've got dozens of categories, even used items. So if you need to save a few bucks, go with the used items at amazon.freetalklive.com. And remember, when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. That, again, is amazon.freetalklive.com. We are continuing here to discuss the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the event that we're broadcasting from here for the remainder of this broadcast week. We'll be on also live Friday and Saturday nights. We're going to get back to the phone calls in a moment, but Carla, we've got you with us here, and you said you'd come by before you were too drunk to talk to us, so I appreciate you remembering and coming and talk to us, because it's always nice to talk to the organizer and kind of get the behind the scenes. As the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, this 2009 edition, for the first time, what are you looking forward to doing tomorrow? I mean, are you going to have time to go and do any of these things that are happening? If you had time, will you have time, and if you have time, what would you do? Oh, let me turn your microphone on. That would help, huh? Okay, try again.
Negatory on the possibly doing things, but if I could do stuff tomorrow, definitely during the evening, the live music shows.
Oh, yeah.
Which will start around 7. and we'll have music from 7 to probably around 11. Most of the bands are Free Staters or Liberty people.
They are the Liberty-oriented people are so excited about music, and there's so many people that that love it and express themselves through it, and we have some great bands.
Yeah, we actually have also a bunch of people who are just, they have their drums here, they're drumming. We have a DJ right now who's just spinning downstairs who's playing some drum and bass, which is a mixed reaction, I would say. But also tomorrow we have the bus tour going to Portsmouth.
Okay.
So that'll be really good. And they're going to stop in Hampton Beach, which has the Grand Sandcastle Championship.
No,
it's supposed to be really
sounds
cool.
Like
people say it's really beautiful. And on Saturday, I'm looking forward to two things. I want to play a game of Scrabble because I have had no rest for 3 months.
There's a lot of board games being played, which you'd be surprised just how much fun it is.
Exactly. And actually, they just came to get, I hitched a ride up to get chairs because we're going to start the poker down in the picnic hall. So
that's
be
the real fun.
Yes.
Wait, poker.
Yes.
Now, Free Staters and gambling may mean there's money involved.
There is money involved. Real
so
money.
This is civil disobedience then we're talking about. There's law breaking going on here.
I'm not at liberty to say as the organizer, but yeah, hell yeah.
I love it. That is awesome. So we actually had somebody who was on the line. He said he wanted to know about diversity at Porkfest. Unfortunately, he dropped off. What would you have to say to that? I mean, obviously, we just had Rich Goldman on talking about the kind of religious diversity that's going on here. Do you have any comments? I mean, we don't have his exact question, but...
Well, because I don't know what exactly he means by diversity. I mean, I think what unites us all instead of dividing us all, I think diversity in some ways can be such a loaded thing. Because it can be like, well, what does that mean? Is it a way to try and say we're separate people? This is about inclusion. It's about community. It's, if you want to come here... It doesn't matter how diverse or, crazy or not crazy or Christian or Jewish or atheist you are.
Right.
You're welcome here as long as you believe in the principle of personal responsibility and freedom.
Yeah,
and
individual liberty.
That about sums it up.
I would say so.
And we don't care about the color of your skin or your creed or your sexual orientation. We care about whether you want to use the government to aggress on us.
Yeah, do you believe in aggression against your neighbors? And the people here don't.
Exactly.
So there are some minarchists around.
we'll fix them.
That's one of those diverse things, though. There are people that are into small government here, and there are people into voluntarism and completely getting the authoritarian state out of our lives and eliminating it entirely. So that's some diversity. Men, women, young, old, different places they come from around the country. I think Frederick is here, not necessarily in this room, but there's a guy from Sweden who came over here.
Yeah.
So lots of different folks. Long hairs, short hairs, no hairs. There's all kinds of people.
I believe
here.
We have Shave a Hippie as one of the silent auction
Shave
items.
A Hippie. Who is the hippie that will be shaven? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah. It better not be Lou Eastman. That's some amazing hair.
Yeah, Lou's got some great hair. Carla, thanks for coming on the show here tonight. I know you want to enjoy yourself the remainder of the evening, and I thank you for doing all this. This very much, a lot of hard work went into this, and it's not just you. It's a lot of volunteers that have helped you out. How many people are on your staff, real quick, or not staff, but how many people are helping out behind the scenes?
I would say our core team is probably 10 to 12 people. Mm-hmm. We had probably 30 people just signing up to help here.
Right. The thing is when something needs to get done here at Porkfest, it's very easy because people will step right up and help get it done.
That's exactly it. We had the launch party down at the picnic hall. The trash was starting to fill up. You just get four guys. You go, can you go throw out the trash cans? It's done.
Yeah.
Picnic tables, we wanted to move outside because it's a beautiful evening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, why not be outside?
Sure.
Picnic tables are moved. So even beyond the core team, everyone is pitching in.
And when's the gambling again?
The gambling is every evening from 10 p.m. We scheduled that so that
after the show.
Can do it after the show.
I'm actually not much of a gambler. I'm kind of too cheap for that. But I'll watch. It'll be fun to watch. Maybe I'll roll some dice or something. I don't know. I did the dice game that one time. We do Freedom Fest or the Free Keen Fest out in Keene, which is a very small gathering compared to this. Maybe someday Free Keen Fest will be as big as this. I don't know.
Get me to organize.
Well, now I'm tempted. I'm tempted. Mike Barsky did did it last time, and he did a super job.
Mike is actually one of my right-hand guys. Yeah. He's amazing.
He's a real doer. He's a super activist. But we had some gambling tables, and they did poker this past time, and there was a dice game. I like the dice game because I don't like to think too much, you know, about, well, what cards do they have, and what's the flush, and I don't know all the rules. And with the dice, I can just roll the damn dice, and then I can go and match it up, and I don't know.
Somebody will handle it for you.
Like a simpleton. Carla, thank you so much for doing everything here. You've done a fantastic job, and we've got an amazing group of people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's Frederick from Sweden back there. An international audience, an international group here this weekend at the Rogers Campground, Lancaster, New Hampshire, right next to the White Mountains with an amazing view. I have to say that, you know, at this early point, I will say that the Rogers Campground better than Gunstock. And Matthew, as somebody who's been here for, what, most of the day? Matthew is with us, one of the earlier movers.
First 1,000.
When did you get here?
I got here early 07, or late 07, I should say.
How about here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Around
11
o'clock.
That was a good answer, too.
11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So if you had a chance to walk around the campground and get
I got here, I was in Rogers in 06, and it was fantastic.
Oh, you've been here before, okay.
Yeah.
And we were talking about diversity earlier. I saw a gathering of Odinists going on at your campground, is that right?
Well, that's true. I am a polytheist.
What does that mean?
It means we believe in many gods and ancestors.
So how many gods?
That depends on the faith.
The polytheist.
What about you?
Yeah, I believe, around 12 or so.
Yeah. Okay. Six major ones,
correct.
So 12 or so. Is
12
it,
or
like,
so. Well, there's it depends on the area. There's minor gods that are, you know, local gods, that
it,
kind of thing.
Is it kind of like Zeus, where there's a god of thunder
that's simplifying it, the reality. The Christians actually made it simpler than it really was. There was, as far as Zeus goes, that kind of thing, that was Greek. We follow the Germanic beliefs, but it's similar because there's similar relation.
Are the gods, if people want to find out more, what are they? We're getting close to the break here. What would they look up?
Asatru. It's also just Germanic polytheism or Germanic heathenry. Yeah.
Well, is one god more powerful than another, or
no,
are they all the same?
No, we don't believe in all-powerful gods, as in there's one all-powerful deity, the way monotheists do.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that there's a multiple of beings that interact with people. Yeah.
Huh. And so they're all on the same level. One god not more powerful than another god.
It's just their various parts of their various roles and...
Where'd you find this? I mean, did mom and dad tell you about this, or what did you?
Well, growing up, I looked into my ancestry as a kind of a just where I was looking for my spirituality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was. You know, I sort of looked into it myself, not for any reason for adopting it, just for knowledge sake.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it interesting that this is where, you know, the majority of my ancestry is German, also.
Right.
And it's interesting that this is what my ancestors thought was the case.
It's a very complex belief system that we have. It's not a simplistic one as Christian monotheists tend to have made it out to be.
Thank you, Matthew, for sitting in here tonight. Always good to talk to you.
All about diversity in the Free State Project.
There's a lot of it, diversity here as well. Plus, we've got gay and straight people in the Free State Project as well, just as another example here. There's one in a pink shirt right there, the gayest Live Free or Die shirt I've ever seen. More on the way here. Hour number three is coming up, and he's one of my favorite activists. Maybe we'll talk to Neil here in a moment. Hour three is on the way. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.